While the Lord was being carried from the throne to the car, King Prataparudra personally engaged in the Lord's service by cleansing the road with a broom that had a golden handle. The king sprinkled the road with sandalwood-scented water. Although he was the owner of the royal throne, he engaged in menial service in the for the sake of Lord Jagannath. And although the king was a most exalted, respectable person, still he accepted menial service for the Lord. He therefore became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. Upon seeing the king engaged in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. And simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. Let us hear the prophet. Unless one receives the mercy of the Lord, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nor engage in his devotional service. Atapiti deva padambuja dvaya prasada leshanu grihita eva hi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno nasanya ekopi siram virinchan. Only a devotee who has received a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord can understand him. Others may engage in theoretical speculation to understand the Lord, but they cannot know anything about him. Although Maharaj Prataparudra was very eager to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord refused to see him. However, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the king engaged in menial service to the Lord Jagannath, he became very, very happy. Thus, the king became eligible to receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. If a devotee accepts Lord Sri Chaitanya as the universal guru and Lord Jagannath as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, he is benefited by the combined mercy of Krishna and Guru. That is stated in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction to Rupa Goswami. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Ji Guru Krishna Prasada Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. Seed of devotional service fructifies and becomes a transcendental kripa. Finally, it reaches the lotus feet of the Lord in the spiritual sky. This seed is obtained by the mercy of the Lord and the Guru. By the Lord's mercy, one gets the association of a bona fide Guru, and by the mercy of the Guru, one gets a chance to render devotional service. Devotional service, the science of bhakti, carries one from the material world to the spiritual world. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Sita Prasaya Bhutale, Sima Deva Kriyanta, Sari Kati Namaya, Jaya Sela Sati Devi, Kodavani Padayani, Neve Sesa Sunyamani, Asyadaya Padayani, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srinivasani Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. of the Lord. The Lord, when He acts in three capacities, He has the Acharya Lila, that is, He acts as a perfect instructor on the science of spiritual knowledge. He has the Sadhu Lila, He acts as a perfect devotee of the Lord, who shows the proper mood and devotional service. And finally, He acts as Lila Purushottama, the person who enjoys the biggest personality of Godhead. Purushottama is the best of persons who enjoys transcendental Lila for their own sake. These three aspects are there in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lila. So here, in this Lila, He acts as a great devotee who is celebrating and looking at the Lord's festival. He also enjoys the festival by dancing personally before the deity as the Lila Purushottama. And he instructs also all of us in a nice philosophical point. So I want to draw your attention this morning on this nice philosophical point of how Maharaj Pratapa Rudra obtained the mercy. He actually had desired to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for a long time. And finally, when he heard that the Lord would not see him, he became so desperate that he wanted to commit suicide. Yes, he had said, the Lord has appeared to show mercy to everyone in the universe except for Maharaj Pratapa Rudra. There is no use of Maharaj Pratapa Rudra living any longer. He was ready to commit suicide. The Lord would not see him because he wanted to give the instructions that sannyasi should not be receiving money men and women. This is what the Lord was showing in his Acharya Lila, is the perfect sannyasi. And in some way, the devotees wanted to make many arrangements. One is they sent Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to try to convince the Lord. They sent Ramananda Roy to try to convince the Lord, please see this king, he's going to kill himself, he's such a good devotee of yours. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was firm. Then they had an idea. They sent the young prince, that is the son of Maharaj Pratapa Rudra, to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, thinking that the king can see him, Lord Chaitanya, in the form of his representation, that is his little boy. The son is considered to be the representation of the father. And Lord Chaitanya embraced him, but the king was not satisfied that only his son was embraced and not he himself. I think we can understand the Supreme Personality of God. Yes, we want to see him. Then the king became more despondent, as then by Lord Nityananda's inconceivable transcendental intelligence, he convinced Lord Chaitanya to show his mercy to the king by giving his outer garment. This part is also called the Uttariya of a sannyasi to the king. The king, when the king received it, he was somewhat satisfied. But still, it was not really good enough. He was somewhat satisfied because that which is in contact with the Lord is worshipable. as the Lord. And you know, in our spiritual tradition, we very much believe in Saranamrita because it is in contact with the body of the Lord. And we very believe in Mahaprasad and other items, which cloth which comes from the altar and so on. So the king was worshipping this cloth, but still he wasn't totally satisfied. But then this happened. He totally became dear to Lord Chaitanya. Then he engaged in sweeping the road before the Jagannath car festival. It is very, very important, this verse here, which is, says, only a devotee who has received a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord can understand him. Others may engage in theoretical speculation to understand the Lord, but they can not know anything about him. Although Maharaj Prakash, this is a verse from the Bhagavatam, there is another verse which voices the same thing, not by giving good lectures, not by studying a lot, not by hearing a lot, and not another thing which by a lot of speculation can you receive the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has to pick the one whom he gives his mercy on his own. This picking, the Lord picks his devotees or searches his devotees out if he sees that they are engaged in a service attitude. You want to go back home, back to Godhead, you have to not act in a way that you want to see the Lord, but act in a way that the Lord sees you. And this is done by devotional service. So, I think it's a wonderful presentation. Yesterday, we were discussing a little bit with two devotees our plans for the future, and I said I would like very much to go I explained a few plans which I have, and while I was explaining it, I was thinking to myself, the best really is to try to please the Lord in any way possible, so that the Lord, who becomes pleased by us, gives us his mercy. This is the example, really. Maharaj Prataparudra tried many things. He was even so desperate, he wanted to commit suicide to see the Lord. But the Lord would not see him. Only when he saw that he was engaged in sweeping the Jagannath car, before the car, then the Lord was so satisfied that he showed his mercy to him. It's a nice point, isn't it? Oh, so much he tried. He tried to go through him, through this person, but it did not work. He had to please the Lord. And then the Lord picked him because he said, good. Now I wish to read to you a little from Lord Nityananda. There's a very nice verse about Lord Nityananda. Bala-sangsa-rambu-nidhi haranakum bodhavam-aho satam-shreya-sindhu-nati kumura-bandham samuditam kala-shreni-spuritati-midaha-rasuya kabam-aham Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajano Taru Kandam Nirovadi. Like Agastya Muni, who by drinking a handful of water made all the oceans dry up. Lord Nityananda forcibly swallowed the ocean of repeated birth and death. Maybe you know this analogy. The demons were once still living on the planet Earth, and they had the magical potency to hide themselves in the ocean where no one could get them. So Agastya Muni, who wanted to help the devatas, drank the whole ocean up. And then after this, he passed the ocean out again. That's why we cannot offer the ocean salt to the deity, because it is considered impure. You know, when water leaves a body, it has an additional salty content. Mm. This is the salt from Agastya Muni's body. So therefore, we can convey that to the mere God. Far out, isn't it? Because he drank the ocean. So like Agastya Muni, who drank the whole ocean, but Nityananda can drink the whole samsara ocean for the conditioned soul. Mm. And Lord Nityananda arose like moon to well up the ocean of mercy for the welfare of the devas. What a nice poetry. He drinks away the ocean of material life, and like a moon, Nitai Chandra, the ocean of mercy becomes bigger for the devas. He very easily destroys the sinful reactions of the most sinful degraded person. He's very dear to the devotees. He's always busy doing good to the devotees. He's like the sun that dispels the darkness of the ignorant fools which descended by their sinful activities. I do my bhajan of Lord Nityananda, the very root of the Krishna Bhakti Vriksha. He's like the sun that dispels the darkness. And I have a very nice leela which I would like to read to all of you this morning. I hope it's not too long. No, I think it's Nityananda Prabhu wanted to see Lord Chaitanya's mother Sati. He left for Navadvip on an auspicious day with his dear associates. Arriving in Navadvip, he went to the house of Mother Sati and offered his respectful obeisances to her. Seeing Nityananda Swarup, Mother Sati became unlimitedly happy. She said, "My dear son, you are indeed the super soul. Just now I wanted to see you. Knowing my heart, you came here at once. Who in this world can recognize you? My dear Nityananda, please stay at Navadvip for some time. Then I can see you once a month, once a fortnight, or once a week. I was distressed and wanted to see you. By providence now, you have come to relieve my distress." Hearing the words of Mother Sati, Nityananda Prabhu began to smile, for he knew perfectly well the glories of Mother Sati. He said to her, "Listen, Mother of the universe, actually, I came here to see you. I want to live here so that I can see you more often. By your order, I will remain Navadvip." Mother Sati wanted to leave his Lord Nityananda, and he knew that because he's a super soul in the heart, and he made arrangements to come. One very nice proof of which Lord Nityananda gave that he is actually the super soul in everyone's heart was when a crow stole the offering bowl of Srivast Thakur, and Malini, Srivast Thakur's wife, became very sad because she knew her husband would miss that bowl, which he needed to do the puja. So then Lord Nityananda asked Malini why she was so distressed, and when he heard the reason, he, as a super soul in the crow's heart, inspired the crow from within to return the bowl as soon as possible. So the crow heard this order from within the heart. came with a bowl of flying bread and dropped it before Malini, who stopped crying and flew its way while it was flowing. So he knew Mother Shashi wanted to see him, and therefore came to Navadvipa. After conversing with Mother Shashi, Nityananda Prabhu began to happily wander all over Navadvipa. His associates went with him, doing kirtan at every house of Navadvipa. He became the personification of the ecstatic chanting of the holy names of the Lord. He visited every house and always enjoyed sankirtan with his devotees. The pious people of Navadvipa got unlimited happiness seeing the most enchanting sankirtan dress of Nityananda. So please listen now to the sankirtan dress. Maybe we should, Gadata, maybe you should dress in this way for the Ratha Yatra. I think it must be very nice. He expertly decorated his head with various fine cloth. Fine cloth, fine t-shirt, adorned with beautiful flowers in the turban, beautiful flowers. This is really something. Maybe we could help you to just the reason why I'm bringing this somewhat comical example to is because then it's easier for us to imagine. Some of us have a very weak imagination, so we can imagine a big turban with beautiful flowers. Here's a picture. Another picture. Here. This one is another look. You see a turban and many flowers. Can you see? He wore many necklaces of jewels and pearls and decorated his ears with beautiful gold and pearl earrings. He wore bangles and bracelets on his arms. I'm unable to describe how many lovely flower garlands decorated his body. He smeared his entire body with sandalwood paste. He enjoyed his pastimes like Bal Gopal, with many pearls and jewels around him. How wonderful was the stick he held in his hand. His 10 fingers were decorated with 10 golden rings. He dressed wonderfully with various fine cloths of different colors such as white, blue, and yellow. White, blue, and yellow. A stick and a flute adorned his slaves. He was like a cowherd boy. His enchanting beauty captivated the minds of everyone. He adorned his two lotus feet with silver ankle bells that made beautiful sweet sounds as the Lord walked like an elephant. Wherever Lord Nityananda glances, Krishna Prema appears. This is very important to Lord. In the Nectar of Devotion, it is described that there are three ways of giving blessings. One is by the good wishes. You can wish good for someone. This is a way to give blessings. The next way of giving blessings is by giving spiritual instructions. And the third way, this is how the Lord gives blessings. I want to say it's how the Lord gives blessings, or a great devotee like Narada Muni. It's just by looking at someone. And then Lord Nityananda walked through the countryside, and he once demonstrated this looking. There was a man, I believe his name was Paramananda. He was in a date tree or coconut tree, I forgot, harvesting the fruit of the tree. Lord Nityananda knocked at him. And when this person got the glance of the Lord Nityananda, he was so moved in his heart. His whole life and material existence had come to an end that he fell from the tree. But because he was protected by the Lord, he did not break any of his bones or limbs when he started to dance. What do you think? When the Sinai Lord Nityananda comes and just looks at us. Look. Huh? What is the easy method? So these are the three ways that Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda would just glance at someone and Krishna Prema would appear in that person. He resided happily at Navadvip, the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. Navadvip is not different from Mathura. I am unable to estimate how many types of people live there. There are many holy devotees of the Lord living in Navadvip. Seeing them frees a sinner from all sinful reactions. Many miscreants also live in Navadvip. Touching their shadows, one destroys one's piety. These must be heavy people. Even those miscreants became attached to the lotus feet of Krishna by Nityananda Prabhu's causeless mercy. Lord Chaitanya delivered many fallen souls, and through Nityananda he liberated the three worlds. Lord Nityananda saved everyone, including thieves, plunderers, wretched and fallen souls. Oh brothers, listen to Nityananda's salvation of thieves and plunderers. It's now a very moving account. A young Brahmana lived in Navadvip who was a formidable thief and plunderer. No one was equal to or greater than him in this illicit field. He was the commander-in-chief of all the thieves and plunderers. He was a Brahmana in name only. Actually, he was the most evil-minded person. He had no mercy in his body. He did not hesitate to kill others, and always kept company with similar murderous men. When this rogue saw the beautiful ornaments and valuable necklaces worn by Nityananda Swarup, he decided to steal them. In the guise of a friend, he wandered with Nityananda Prabhu to steal his ornaments. Nityananda Prabhu, however, understood that the so-called Brahmana was really a mischievous, cunning dacoit. There was a pious Brahmana called Hiranya Pandit. In his previous incarnation, Hiranyabha Pandit was the wife of a Brahmana who used to do sacrifices and who refused to give food to Krishna and Balaram. As in his previous incarnation, Sriman Mahaprabhu accepted food on an Ekadasi day from Hiranya Pandit in this incarnation also. And I think that he was also called Hiranya Garbha, isn't it? Govardhan Vishnu and Hiranya Majumdar. Govardhan. He said two brothers, Govardhan and Hiranya. No? Yeah, there are two. And at least this Hiranya is a brother. Used to be a wife of a Brahmana by Krishna Balaram begged food. There's a very wonderful about Chaitanya Leela. It's so much mixed with Krishna Leela. However, it is more accessible because the Nara Leela is more human-like than the Lord. And there is no possibility to make any offense when you meditate about Chaitanya Leela. Is very important. Whereas you can make serious mistakes when you enter the Radha Krishna Leela, as many of the unfortunate Indians and Westerners now try to do. So, one was equal to or greater than him in this illicit field of stealing and murdering. Boah, ungeheuer. So Lord Nityananda stayed at the house of Hiranya Pandit. He was a most humble devotee of the Lord. Stayed at the house of this fortunate soul since his house was in a lonely place. Meanwhile, the evil-minded Brahmana made plans with his friends. Brothers, why are we still suffering? Goddess Chandi has blessed us with a treasure. All the jewelry this mendicant wears are made of gold, pearls, diamonds, and jewels. I can't estimate how many millions of rupees they are worth. Goddess Chandi has kindly given us a wonderful chance. He lives in the lonely house of Hiranya Pandit. We can snatch all these ornaments in an hour. Prepare yourselves with swords and shields and get together at night. Tonight we will invade and plunder Hiranya Pandit's house. Having made this plan, all the thieves left for their homes. At night they gathered at the plenty spot. They had swords, knives, and tridents. They surrounded the house where Nityananda Prabhu was staying. They sent one spy ahead to check out the situation of the house. Nityananda Prabhu was taking his meals, and all the devotees were chanting the holy names all around him. The servants of Nityananda were drunk with Krishna prema. Some roared like lions, and others shouted loudly. Some wept in ecstasy, while others clapped their hands, laughing loudly. Some made various noises, like hi hi. They were awake, feeling ecstatic love. See, when you hear these descriptions, the first reaction of the mind is that one feels very unfamiliar with such ecstatic symptoms. They were laughing and shouting and wept in ecstasy. You can see that this ecstatic love which Lord Nityananda gives is apricate. It is not born in the material energy, and it has no semblance with material symptoms. It is totally transcendental. The spy returned and informed the others that Avaduta was eating and others were staying up. The thief decided, let him eat and go to bed. Then we'll invade the house. For now we'll wait and watch. All the thieves sat beneath a tree, waiting for the right time to plunder Nityananda's wealth. One of the thieves said, I'll take the golden bangle. Another said, I'll take the pearl necklace. Someone said, the golden earrings are mine. Yet another said, I'll take the golden necklace. Someone said, I'll take the silver ankle belt. In this way, all the thieves were living in the abode of imagination. In königreichter Vorstellung. That night, by the will of Nityananda Prabhu, Nidra Devi, the deity of sleep, captured all the thieves. They fell asleep right where they waited. They were bewildered by the Lord's illusory energy. The night passed, yet they did not wake. At dawn, when the crowds began to caw, 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 the thieves finally woke up. When they found that it was morning, they became very sad. They hurriedly hid their weapons in the forest and went to take bath in the Ganges. Even the thieves take bath in the Ganges. Finally, the thieves returned to their home and began to abuse each other. One of them said to the other, it was you who first fell asleep. Another one replied, oh, you're talking like you were awake all night and saw who was asleep and saw who was awake. Then one said, stop this fighting. God is Gandhi kindly saved us from this grave. Then that most sinful Brahmana, the chief of the thieves, said, there's no use to fight. By the mercy of Goddess Chandi, whatever's happened, has happened. Does it mean that every day we fail? I think Goddess Chandi baffled us today, since we went without worshipping her. Let us go and worship Goddess Chandi properly. We should offer her meat and wine. Discussing like this, all the thieves worshipped Goddess Chandi with meat and wine. The next day, the thieves armed themselves again with various weapons. All wore dark blue garments like a band of warriors. In the dead of night, when all were fast asleep, the thieves surrounded the Lord's house. From a distance, the thieves saw that many giant guards, the gigantische Wächter, surrounded the Lord's house. The guards were armed with fierce weapons and always chanted the names of Hari Hari. They were strong and heavily built. They carried sharp weapons in their hands. The thieves saw that just one of those guards could kill hundreds of thieves like themselves in no time. The guards were decorated with flower garlands and sandalwood paste. They continuously chanted the name of Hari. Lord Nityananda slept peacefully in the house while these guards chanted the name of Hari on all sides. The thieves were struck with wonder. For the time being, they gave up the idea of invading the house and met off on one side. They discussed amongst themselves, where did these guards come from? One of them said, I guess somehow or other, Nityananda Avadhuta came to know our plan. Then he must have hired these guards from someone. Another the thief said, brother, I've often heard many people say this Avadhuta is actually a learned scholar. This Avadhuta Mahashoya is certainly a wise fellow. Just see how he has protected himself. The guards that we just saw don't appear to be human, ordinary human beings. Because of his extraordinary powers, I think people call him Gosaya, or Lord. Someone else said, oh, shut up! How can he be a Gosaya when he eats and wears cloth like us? Then the sinful Brahmana, commander-in-chief of the thieves, began to speak. I know the reason for these guards. Many people often come from distant places to see this Avadhuta. I'll bet some wealthy guest has come to meet the Avadhuta. These are all his guards, of this wealthy man. They are all emotional. That's why they always change the names of Hari, emotional or sentimental. Even if he keeps these guards, how long can he avoid our wrath like this, our song? Let's go home today. We'll wait quietly for 10 days. The thieves then returned to their homes. Meanwhile, Avadhuta Nityananda peacefully enjoyed his sleep. It's very interesting how the conditioned soul always argues his case, isn't it? The thieves saw this, but they could not penetrate the Lord's illusory energy, yoga maya, which keeps the Lord hidden from the ordinary understanding of people. Naham prakasha savasya yoga maya samavrita. It is the Lord says in Gita, I am covered by a curtain of illusory energy, and they've made all these, wrong philosophical speculations about the gods. After some time, the sinful thieves planned another raid to steal Nityananda Prabhu's ornaments. But the night they decided to break into the Lord's house, by providence, it was the darkest night imaginable. It was so dark that people were unable to move about. At the end of the black night, the thieves armed themselves with sharp weapons and got together. As soon as they got near the Lord's house, they suddenly became blind and could not see a thing. This sudden blindness so shocked the thieves that their minds, intelligence, and life as almost caused the thieves to function. It became so dark and they became bewildered. One fell in a trench, ein Graben, and was covered by mosquitoes, blutegel, leeches, and